Strategist and known as al-Ghada's number two man. As usual, he attacked the Bush administration's policies in Iraq. He also criticized the Awakening Council and said that Sunni fighters were needed to defeat this particular council. And perhaps in an unprecedented move and untaken stance, Mr. al-Zawahiri also came about to criticize Iran and its role in Iraq. So that's an issue that we're hoping to discuss, and what the reaction of the Arab world and the Arab public has been to such claims made on the part of al-Ghada, this terrorist organization. In Tehran, Nasser Hadian, professor at Tehran University, is joining us. In Amman, Hamdan Al-Haj, managing editor of Al-Dastur newspaper. In Beirut, Dr. Ahmad Mousseli, expert on Islamic movements, is with us. And also on the phone in Beirut, Sheikh Omar Bakri, expert on Islamic movements as well. Let's continue our discussion with Dr. Mousseli. In your views, Dr. Mousseli, these comments made by Ayman al-Zawahiri, how does the Arab public react to speeches like these in general? And how have they reacted to this latest speech, basically, in particular?
Well, before this, let me say the following, please. First of all, I think you should give us equal time. I don't think one should just take most of the time and the others just responding to him. Second, I think you should identify people as they are. For instance, Mr. Omar Bakri is not only an expert on the Islamic movement, he's part of the Islamic movement and very close, if not from Al-Qaeda, and therefore we need to know what he's representing. He's not representing an objective, if possible, objective analytical discussion. Although what he says makes sense, I'm not against what he's saying. Also, Mr. The professor in Iran is in a way putting out the Iranian official perspective, although he's not claiming it and he's insisting that he does not. Having said this, I think the whole discussion is not going where it should be. Definitely Iran and Al-Qaeda don't see eye to eye on many major issues. The Salafi ideologies in general does not see favorably the Shia, and you know historically they have looked at them as even unbelievers. So let's put it out on the table and discuss this. Now, they have enemies, Israel, the United States, and others. While Qaeda is not ready to compromise over the issues in the area, Iran as a state, unlike Al-Qaeda, which is a movement, a loose movement, Iran is ready to make a regional arrangement with the United States. Now, what happened in Iraq in particular, if you remember, the Sunnis have been objecting to the power that the Shia have gotten from the American occupation. And there has been now a reaction by the Sunnis, supported by the United States, against the Shia. The United States today is playing with both the Sunnah and the Shia in order to be able to control the internal situation. Now, are we going to get somewhere? I mean, there has been a lot of discussion, public and not public, between the U.S. and Iran. But there is no such thing between Al-Qaeda and the United States. So we are talking about different categories of actors, although ideologically at some level they all are Muslims, but they have very different interpretations. This is number one. Two.
All right. I'm going to have to cut you off there, Dr. Mousseli. I need to get Professor Hadian's views on your comments regarding him. So, Professor Hadian, your views.
Implicit in my argument, I believe, was a number of points which were explicitly different from the Iranian position, from the Iran's government's position. And I'm surprised that the gentleman, Dr. Mousseli, in Beirut is claiming that my position is basically similar to the government. Particularly regarding Muqtada Saad, my views is very different from the government, and a number of other points, my views are different from Iranian government.
Mr. Sheikh Omar Bakri, do you think that al-Ghada can really truly afford at this point in time to fight a battle on so many fronts that it has claimed? Blaming one country, Iraq's neighbor, perhaps, blaming outside interference, blaming other players in the region. These are a lot of fights to be fought.
First of all, I would like myself really just to remind Mr. Dr. Mousavi that his secret understandings of the Islamic movement and the groups is different than the understanding of somebody Islamist, you see, for the Islamic movement and the groups. There's a world of difference between both of us. However, we maybe understand the conflict. I believe Al-Qaeda are not really on favor to open front with everybody. Al-Qaeda focusing against, you see, the head of the Crusaders today, as they said in their own publications, USA and its alliance in the regions. Therefore, Al-Qaeda are not in favor to open war with Iran or with anybody because of his school of thought or because of his belief, whether Shia or other. And that they make it clear many times. Yes, there are some people there, they maybe fight in sectarian way, Sunnis against Shia or Shia against Sunnis. That is, could be exist, but Al-Qaeda as a policy from its own books and publication, not on that favor. I don't believe Al-Qaeda are a syndic threat to Iran as such, rather warning or advising that is, do not open, you see, or do not extend in your own policies in the regions. It could cause conflict. I believe USA planning, the Al-Qaeda says USA planning attack against Iran. And that depends about if really the one who won the election there, it was somebody in favor of this, you know, of this type of policies. For example, we believe that there is some people, they believe, you know, to attack, you see, the American administration, to attack Iran because of its own influence in the region. Because they want to secure their own interests in the region, their own as well resources. Al-Qaeda warning the Ummah in general and giving advice for the people who are living in the region, whether Sunnis or Shia, whether Muslim or non-Muslims in the region, all of them share the same destiny. Therefore, we should really look to the message of Ayman al-Zawahiri as a message of political analysis for the regions from the angle of Al-Qaeda, and see if how much is really we could get from that lesson in order to stop any American atrocity against the people in the region.
Mr. Al-Hajj, the term Shia Crescent was first used by the Jordanian King Abdullah II. Does the notion of a Shia Crescent and a fear of a powerful Iran, essentially, is this a feeling that is essentially shared generally by even some Arab leaders who are opposed to Al-Qaeda on the surface, perhaps?
I think that it was misinterpreted when His Majesty King Abdullah II said about the Shiites in Iran or Iraq or Syria or Lebanon. And I think that the situation is Jordan and His Majesty respects Iran and the Shiites in everywhere, and they do believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what he brought, we don't differentiate between Shiites and Sunnis, because both are believing in God, and they have the same Quran, okay. They have the same prophets, virgins, and we do respect Iran in general, and we don't have any struggle or a quarrel with the Iranians.
All right, Professor Hadian, let me get your reaction to Mr. Bakri's comments that perhaps the regional countries and the Islamic world should learn a thing or two from this latest audio tape by Ayman al-Zawahiri. What do you make of that?
I tend to agree that, I mean, basically the moderate countries of the region, particularly the neighboring countries of Iraq, basically should cooperate with one another to stabilize the situation in Iraq. As I mentioned, violence, no matter who would commit the violence, is it going to be Al-Qaeda or other groups in Iraq or neighboring countries, would not serve the interest of Iraqis and would not serve the interest of neighboring countries. Thus, we all should cooperate with one another to bring down the level of violence, which no one is going to be benefited from it. Many people, many civilians are being killed daily in Iraq, and that is a tragedy in terms of Islamic values and human values. and we all have responsibilities basically to do our utmost to bring down the level of violence inside Iraq. And if we all can cooperate with one another. Yes, go ahead.
We have just watched now that 6 or 7 Gazans are killed by the Israelis. I think the best way to react against the Israeli action is to unite in the Muslim world rather than having these kinds of categorizing people, Shiites and Sunnis.
All right.
And the same thing as taking place in Iraq.
All right, Dr.